Well, this morning I really do want all of the Christians, all of the believers to listen to me very closely. Like I said earlier, if you're not a Christian, if you're not a believer, if you've never been saved, you can take care of that today. But if you're not saved, then this message really does not pertain to you. And I, like I said, my heart's desire is that you would be saved, but we as Christians have a challenge that keeps us from seeing more people saved. And we're going to be talking about that today. We're going to be talking about living a life on purpose, with purpose. Now, I want to say that again. We're going to be talking about living a life on purpose, with purpose. I want you to ask yourself this question. Do I know what my purpose is? I mean, do you really? Why do you get up every morning? Well, I have to go to work. Well, that's a pretty lame excuse for life, isn't it? Getting up in the morning to go to work, to make the money, to buy the food, so you have the strength of this morning to get up and go to work, to make money, to buy the food. Can you see how that could be kind of an endless cycle of futility? There's got to be, and there is, a whole lot more to life than just getting up and going to work. Now, you need to work, but why do you work? What is your purpose in life? What drives you? That's a big question. And I'm sure as we talk about that question, some of you are thinking, well, my home life, or my work life, or my school life, or my spiritual life, or my recreational life. But folks, we have a real problem as Christians, we compartmentalize our lives into different segments. And I've even heard people say, well, I'm a Christian on Sunday and the rest of the week I've got to live in the real world. You're way off. You are way off. God does not divide our lives into segments. We are to be a Christian 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, and we need to be living on purpose. God doesn't put any kind of distinction in the different areas of our lives. He expects us to be living our purpose in every single area of our life. Now, let me start off this morning by telling you this. You do have a very specific God-given purpose. You have a very specific God-given purpose. But sadly, most Christians don't even have a clue that they have a God-given purpose. We look at the preachers and the missionaries as the ones that have a God-given purpose. That's not their purpose, that's their calling. And we're going to be talking about more about that here in a few minutes. But the Bible tells us very clearly in Psalms chapter 139 and verse 16 that God has written down your specific purpose in His book. See, most of us didn't even know there was a book, let alone that God's will was written down in there for us. But it says that every moment of every single day of your life is written in that book. That is your purpose. Most of us go through life with the que sera syndrome. And for those of you that don't know what that means whatever will be, will be. Well, folks, that is the absolute wrong way to go through life. Whatever will be, is not the way God wants us to go through life. You won't find that in His Word anywhere at any time. See, we're all driven either by design or by default. You're either living a life by design. You're either living a life that is based upon God's specific purpose for your life. Or you are letting other people and maybe your schedule or maybe the circumstances make you live a life by default. Just whatever happens, happens. That is definitely not the way to go through life. God wants you to live a much bigger life than you could ever dream. But you have to seek His will. And you have to seek His purpose. You're not, well, let me back up on that. Very few people ever stumble upon God's purpose for your life by accident. You have to do some searching. You have to do some seeking. But to tell you how much God wants you to live a big life, Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 10, he said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. God wants us to live a full life. And if you look at that word life in there, back in the Greek, it's called zoe. It's a God kind of life. A life that is full and overflowing with the good things of God. So living a small life does not bring glory to God. And what is a small life? A small life is doing anything other than what God has specifically called you to do and has specifically told you what your purpose is. Now let me stop here for just a second and kind of differentiate in something. There is a difference in a specific person, purpose, and a specific will. We all have a very specific purpose in life. And we all need to be doing God's specific will for our life. Let me give you some examples. Well, let me go back and tell you. Purpose is why you do what you do. Purpose is why you get up in the morning and what you ought to be thinking about every single day. I don't care what your job is. Your job is secondary to your purpose. Everything you do in life should be based around your purpose. And as you go through your life and you know your purpose, you need to be seeking God's will in every area of your life. And it amazes me how many people do not seek God's will in their lives. I've said this before. I'm going to say it again. You ought to be living in the city, in the house that God told you to live in. You're kidding. No, I'm not kidding. When it comes down to time to look for a job, and I know some of us are looking for jobs right now, we need to spend a lot of time in prayer that God would lead us and God would guide us, and He will do that. But it's amazing to me, most people don't even pray about it. They don't even seek God. They just get out the paper and say, what's available? Folks, it's not what's available. It's what is God ordained. He can do that in a job. He can do that in helping those that are not married yet to find your spouse. He moved Diana an hour from Springdale to Fort Smith just so we could meet. You say, well, what a coincidence. No, it wasn't a coincidence. I was doing some praying for a godly woman to marry. God had to move her, but He did it. On the jobs, I'm going to tell you more about that in a few minutes, but God can lead you in that too. And even something as important as going to church. You know what I hear people say more than anything else? Well, that church was convenient. What's convenience got to do with it? We're talking about following God's will. You need to pray that God leads you to a church, and when He does, don't leave that church unless God tells you to. Yes, there's going to be problems in churches. We've had some problems here. We had some problems at New Sulphur. We've had problems in every church that we've ever been in because there are people in those churches. There's not a perfect church. You need to stay where God told you to stay until God tells you to leave. Now, all of that was about seeking God's will. Today's primary message is seeking God's purpose. So how do we do that? There's actually three things that you need to do. Number one, you need to spend a lot of time in prayer seeking God's purpose for your life. A lot of time. You need to invest as much time as it takes to find God's purpose. And it may take you a while. Fortunately for you, you've got some teaching on it, like I'm giving you today. It took me 5 years to find my purpose. That whole time, I was searching, and I was seeking, and I was diligently praying and asking God to show me my purpose. And over time, He did. And let me say this, God is not trying to hide your purpose from you. But your purpose is a whole lot like precious gold. It's reserved for those who seek. I'm willing to say if we asked for a show of hands today of anybody that's ever been walking through a field or down the street or anything and found some gold, we might have one person. Might have one person. To find gold and precious jewels, you have to go search for them, don't you? To find your purpose, you have to search for it. You do that again through prayer and through Bible study and through meditating and letting God really speak to you. The second thing you have to do is don't give up until you find it. Folks, do not settle for anything less than God's ordained purpose in your life. Again, it took me 5 years. It shouldn't take you nearly that long. In fact, up at New Sulphur one time, I preached on this message, and a lady came up to me. She said, you know, I have been struggling with my purpose for a long time. You've given me some guidance. You've given me some direction. She went home with what she got, came back in 2 weeks and said, I've got it. I said, you got it in 2 weeks? She said, I got it in 2 weeks. I was a little upset. It took me 5 years. Took her 2 weeks. So hopefully it won't take you much longer than 2 weeks. But even if it does, don't settle for anything less. You young people, you need to know your purpose in life. Don't do just what somebody says you need to do or what society says you need to do. Find out what God says your purpose in life is. And the third thing, it sounds kind of trivial, but this really gives people a lot of insight into what their purpose is. Sit down and ask yourself, what do I want said about me at my funeral? Do you want it said that he was a man that worked a lot of overtime? Do you want it said that he was somebody that went to church a little? Do you want it said that he was a man that did not beat his wife? Now, folks, surely we want more said about us than those things. Surely we want more said about us than that. You see, finding your purpose really isn't that difficult if you'll just listen to your heart. What is it that God has given you desires for? What is it that is a passion in your life? Most of us actually know our purpose. We just ignore our purpose. I was talking to a man the other day. He told me, he said, I knew when I was 14 years old what my purpose was. He said, in my case, my purpose was to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ as far around the world as I possibly could. But he said, my own personal desire was cars. He said, I loved classic cars, and I loved rebuilding cars, and I loved to work on cars. He said, and I literally put my purpose aside to work on cars. Can you imagine? Putting aside, spreading the gospel around the world to work on cars. But he did. And folks, a lot of us do the same thing. We know what our purpose is. But we put it aside for something more trivial. Now, fortunately, this man came to his senses. God kept working with him. He had a wife that prayed for him. He finally became a pastor, or I say a pastor, an evangelist. And God has used him in a great way. And guess what? God also gave him his desire and his passion. Today, he uses classic cars and motorcycles to draw people to him to preach. He has classic cars and motorcycle rallies that people come to, and he evangelizes them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So God gave him both. And you might be surprised if God doesn't give you both as well. Whatever your own personal desires are and whatever your purpose is, usually God will bring those all together. And your purpose may not be what everybody else thinks it is. Let me tell you what I mean by that. And this is going to shock some of you. My purpose in life is not to preach or to pastor. I'm getting some shock looks. I kind of thought that might give you some shock looks. That is my calling. That is not my purpose. My purpose is to bring glory and honor to God by living a life of significance, by making a strong, positive spiritual impact on others. You think I've said that before? I say that every day, all day long. That is my purpose. Guess what? When I'm preaching, that helps fulfill my purpose. I am making a strong, positive impact on you today in a spiritual sense. So that's fulfilling my purpose. When I go fishing, guess what? I'm fulfilling my purpose. Seldom do I ever go fishing without somebody with me to minister to. When I ride motorcycles, I'm fulfilling my passion. I'm fulfilling my purpose. I'm out there ministering to people and making a strong positive impact on them and bringing glory and honor to God in every single thing I do. That's why I said at the very beginning, our purpose will affect every part of our life. Every part of our life. But most people never invest the time to find out what their purpose is. And they go through life feeling very unfulfilled. Very unfulfilled. But God has designed life to be enjoyed and to be fulfilling. And it's only when we are not living in our purpose do we feel like life is futile. That it has no meaning. That there is no purpose. Folks, when you're living in God's purpose, the purpose that He has ordained for you, your life will be full. You'll be full. Every single day I get up, I'm looking for some way to fulfill my purpose. To be a strong, positive impact on somebody in a spiritual way. That way I can bring glory and honor to God. That way I can fulfill my purpose. It will give you meaning in life. And again, it's not about where you work. It's not about all those other things. Those are things where you need to pray that God would lead you in His will. But your purpose, you really need to get a hold of. And God has a big, big, big purpose for every single one of you. I've shared with you before about little Jimmy Nichols. Couldn't read, couldn't write, didn't really have much physical stamina about him. Just to look at him, you would say, what in the world could his purpose be? I have never met anybody that could pray like little Jimmy could pray. I wish you guys could have met little Jimmy. He died before we moved down here. But if anybody in the church had a problem or had a prayer concern, they would call little Jimmy and say, you pray for me. In fact, I told Diana when we were at New Sulphur, I said, if I'm ever hurt or have to go to the hospital with a disease or something, anything like that, you call Brother Glenn, you call little Jimmy, you go get both of them, and then you come to the hospital. That's how much I believed in little Jimmy's prayers. That was his purpose. He was a prayer warrior. And folks, what a purpose he had. He helped build New Sulphur and two or three other churches in Northwest Arkansas. Through His prayers. And God has given each and every one of us a definite purpose. Now I want you to listen to this scripture. In Jeremiah chapter 1, in verse 5, God's talking to Jeremiah and He says, before I formed thee in the belly, in other words, before you were ever conceived, I knew you. And before you came out of the womb, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet unto the nations. Did you catch that? Before Jeremiah was ever conceived, God knew him. And before he ever came out of the womb, God had already sanctified him and given him a purpose. God has done the very exact same thing for you. And in most of the time, it's not going to be in some type of formal ministry. I told you about the lady earlier that found her purpose in 2 weeks. Her purpose was to be a Proverbs 31 woman and to serve her husband and her children the best she could to the glory of God. Wow, what a purpose. That's a purpose full of life, isn't it? I went to college with a guy. His name was Roger, and we got to talking about it one day, and I asked him, said, Roger, Roger had quit a very high-paying job in a hospital. I don't know exactly what he made, but he made some mega bucks. I asked him one day, sir, why did you quit that to come back to college. He said, well, and I went to a Christian college. And he said, well, I'm here for one reason. And I said, well, what is that? I mean, for somebody to quit a job like you had, God had to really deal with you in some way. He said, I am here because God showed me that my son, not Roger himself, but my son is going to be greatly used to the Lord. And I came here to learn more about God so I could transfer that knowledge and that wisdom to him to help prepare him for what God is going to do through his life. What a purpose. Well, like I said, folks, your purpose probably will not be in formal ministry. But God has ordained you before you were ever born and given you a specific purpose. And if you think you don't have a purpose, well, you're wrong on three accounts. Number one, God has given you a very specific purpose. Number two, he has given all of us two purposes. Number one, to bring glory and honor to his name. And number two, to tell as many people as we can about Jesus Christ and his salvation. All of us share in those two purposes. But beyond that, every single one of us was given a God-ordained purpose before you were born. And you need to be living in your purpose. You need to be fulfilling your purpose. Because guess what? Nobody else can fulfill your purpose except you. Going back to Jeremiah, God said, I ordained you a prophet unto the nations. God ordained me to be a strong, positive impact and make a spiritual impact on the lives of others that would bring glory and honor to his name. And I do that, like I said, through the different things I named. Mainly I do it through preaching, through pastoring, and through discipleship. I know what my purpose is, and that's why I am so passionate about those things. When you find your purpose, you're going to have a passion that cannot be put out. Even somebody that's a very quiet person, like Mother Teresa, and I'm sure we've all heard of her, you can just see the passion in that lady. Why was she so passionate? She had a God-ordained purpose that drove her. Folks, you have one too. And you need to find that purpose. And if you feel like your life is futile and that it's useless and it has no meaning, then you really need to search for God's purpose, because God never intended for you to live a life like that. And I want you to listen to my very last statement here, because this is very, very important. Once you find your purpose, write it down. It is so important that you write it down. Now, in the beginning, when you write it down, it may be three or four, five, six sentences. You may have trouble really getting it refined just like you want it to be refined. But keep working with it until you can get your purpose down into one sentence. And you may say, well, why is that so important? That's so important because you need to remind yourself every single day of what your purpose is. If you come to my office at the house, right up over my desk is a plaque with my purpose on it. Do I put it there so everybody else can see it? I don't care if anybody else sees it. I put it there so I can see it. And so I can be reminded of why I got up today. I got up this morning to bring glory and honor to God by living a life of significance and making a strong, positive, spiritual impact on you folks. I know exactly why I'm here today. I hope you know exactly why you're here today. And I'm talking about here at Center Point and here on this earth as well. Because God has given you a great big purpose. Don't miss it. Don't go through life like a hamster in a cage on that wheel, just making a lot of activity. But make sure you live a life that is productive and that's fulfilling your God-ordained purpose. Let's stand and let's pray. Father, I come before you, and I thank you so much that your word tells us that you have written down every single moment of every single day of our life, and that you have ordained a God-given purpose for every single one of us. And Father, I pray that, first of all, you would give us a desire that we would spend the time and invest the time that we need to find that purpose. And then, Father, after we find it, I pray that you would help that to be our heart's desire, that we would have a passion to fulfill our purpose. And God, help us to realize that you have given it to us, and you're also going to hold us accountable of what we did with it. But also, Father, help us to see that when we do live in the purpose that you've given us, that our life is going to be full and it's going to be meaningful and it's going to make a major impact for the kingdom of God. And I thank you, Father, that you took the time to write down every single moment of every single day of my life. That tells you, and it tells me, Father, how important every day of my life really is to you. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.